FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You're listening to the Financial Survival Network. It's Carrie Lutz. The date is November 16th, 2015. All the horror that's gone on over the weekend, last week in Paris, what's happening in the Mideast now, and what should the U.S. be doing? Well, Wayne Allen Root is here with us now to discuss this travesty. Wayne, I'm really happy to be speaking with you today.
Hey, great to be speaking with you. I assume that your thoughts are a little like mine, and like Ann Coulter's. Ann Coulter had a tweet very similar to mine, and the article I just put out at The Blaze. Basically, what I think is the Paris terrorist attacks by ISIS were terrible. They're awful. They're horrible. I get that. But they are also what might very well propel Donald Trump to the presidency. Ann Coulter's tweet was, Donald Trump just got elected president tonight after the Paris attacks. I pretty much agree with her. I think that anyone out there who has a mind, who has common sense, has got to understand that the border and immigration just became the number one issues in America, and not allowing Syrian refugees into America just became the top issue in America. The insanity under Obama has got to stop, and not using the word Islamic and terrorist in the same sentence as if that's a crime. That's got to stop. Political correctness has got to stop. We are in a war, and there's something wrong when the socialist president of France sounds far more sane than the socialist president of the United States.
Yeah, or whatever he is. I mean, we don't really know what he is, but we know that he doesn't have the best interest of the United States at heart, that's for sure.
Well, it sure doesn't appear that way, you know, and I've never called him a Muslim. I don't know what he is, but he's certainly the worst Christian that ever lived. If he's not a Muslim, he's the worst Christian that's ever lived in the history of the world. He's a self-hating Christian. He's someone who doesn't like his own people. He's someone who wants to hurt the United States of America very badly, or he's just incredibly ignorant, naive, stupid, I don't know what words, arrogant. There's so many words that could be used to describe Obama, but either way, he's dangerous to your kids. He's dangerous to your mother. He's dangerous to everyone in this country that you hold dear. You know, mothers across this country have now got to understand that they should support a Donald Trump for president, because all that really matters is he's the one that brought up the border. He's the one that understands the border's open. He's the one that will seal the border. He's the one that will build the wall. He's the one that will make sure Syrian refugees are not brought into the United States by the tens or hundreds of thousands. If Trump does just those things, then every mother in America should understand that that's the right guy for the job of president to keep their children safe at night. And last thing, as we were about to come on the air for this interview, I saw that Donald Trump was interviewed in one of the political shows yesterday, and they asked him something about mosques, and should we be investigating mosques, and what should we do with them? And Trump said, of course we should be investigating them, and if they're found to have ties to radical Islam, perhaps we should be thinking about shutting them down. Yeah. Donald Trump always finds a way to say the one thing that will be the most controversial, the most shocking, make liberals literally vomit and freak out, but he's always right. He's right. Well, I mean, what kind of a stupid country allows mosques to operate with impunity, even though they're nests of radical Islam? I'm not saying you shut down mosques in general. I'm saying if there's an investigation and it's proven that they have ties to radical Islam, shut them down without a single thought. That's not anything against the U.S. Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, in many cases, it has been proven Islam cannot cohabitate with the U.S. Constitution and with the freedoms we understand in this country. But if you're tied to radical Islam, then you have no right to operate in our country, and we should be investigating that. So once again, Donald Trump, I think if he keeps this up, he will ride this talk straight to the White House.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. And you know, it's the things that nobody wants to discuss that he's discussing. And where's the Congress for all of these Syrians that he wants to bring into the country? Congress has done absolutely nothing about it. I mean, what are they doing there, Wayne?
Nothing. Nothing. I mean, it's the strangest thing I've ever seen. You know, look, I've argued about this again and again. I've written about it in books. My new book, The Power of Relentless. My last book, The Murder of the Middle Class. Basically, I've never seen a more relentless person than Barack Obama, who lost in a landslide and yet gets everything he wants, and a less relentless group than the U.S. Congress that won in a landslide. Republicans won not just Congress, every office last November, and again, just a couple weeks ago. Basically, every election that mattered went conservative. You know, in Houston, in San Francisco, in Virginia, in Kentucky, conservatives won everything. None of it matters, because once we're elected, we keep claiming we can't do anything because it's a Democratic president. So I wonder what happens when you have President Trump and a Republican House and a Republican Senate and Republican legislatures and governors all over this country. Will we then give up the excuses and finally do something? I've just never seen anything like it. What's the point of winning if elections have no consequences and you do nothing with it?
Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense here. And they're like totally effete and useless. They're completely useless, the Congress, and they've just opened the door to an imperial president, and whatever the president wants to do, he does, and that's it, you know? He just does.
Well, he doesn't believe in the Constitution, that I could tell you, and so, you know, I hope Republicans aren't so stupid that they actually believe that once they're elected and they have the presidency, the Senate, and the House, they should actually go back to the old rules and, you know, give everybody a voice and make sure that it's easy to filibuster, and you always have to have 60 votes to pass any law, unlike Democrats, who when they were in office didn't care and went for the nuclear option and said, we can, you know, the president can put all kinds of people into positions all over this country without 60 votes. All he needs is 51, because, you know, we're not going to worry about those rules. We'll use reconciliation to pass Obamacare. Well, what's fair is fair, folks. I don't believe you go back to the old rules. I think we get in power, we use the new rules to ram down the throats of Democrats everything that we believe in. Why did nobody ever say anything? Why was there no call to action and no screams about what Democrats were doing? It's just absolutely unbelievable. We have a media in this country that is so biased left that they just cover up every bad deed done by Democrats. Very scary.
Yeah, and hey, speaking of Obamacare, the thing is collapsing before your very eyes. I mean, this thing is documented failure. The prices of the policies are going up so high that you can't afford them, and they don't provide any coverage. Basically, catastrophic coverage.
But again, Kerry, if you listen to the mainstream media, they say it's a success. If you listen to Paul Krugman in the New York Times, he'll tell you it's a success. So you just have Democrats who live in a alternate universe, you know, that famous book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, I believe that was the title. Well, Democrats are from Mars and Republicans are from Venus. And they're in a different planet than the rest of us, but unfortunately, they're a danger to our survival. Everybody's out of money. I see nonstop articles about how shocked economists are that there's this massive bonus from low gas prices that should be causing, you know, monstrous increases in consumer spending and retail spending. And there is not even a slight bump in retail spending or consumer spending. And they don't understand why. They're completely clueless. Why? Well, I told them, I've been writing articles about this for already months and months, that there can't be any benefit from the lower gas prices because all of us are losing every dime we've got to Obamacare and the rising premiums. And more importantly, you know, not just doubling or tripling of premiums, but the doubling and tripling of the deductible. And finally, there was an article about it, I believe, in the New York Times over the weekend. I know I read the article. I think it was the New York Times. If my memory serves me, they were basically talking about poor people who were so angry that they finally got health insurance through Obamamacare, but it's got a $3,000 to $5,000 deductible in each case. And so one single visit to the emergency room, and you have a $3,000 bill. So therefore, there's no point having insurance. It's completely useless. There's no point to it. The bill is on you. And I found that again and again in the last year and a half, that every time someone in my family's sick, the entire bill is on me. The deductible is so high, it never pays anything anymore. Yeah. And so you might as well not have insurance. Obama has completely wrecked the healthcare system and the economy of the United States of America.
Yeah, I mean, it's proven fact. The worst thing to do is in the middle of a recession, and let's face it, we never really came out of the so-called recession. Eventually, historians will call it a depression, but the worst thing you can do is raise taxes, and he raised taxes and created this Obamacare thing, and really, one way out of it is one of our partners called Liberty Health Share. You probably saw them at Freedom Fest, and it's exempt from Obamacare. You pay like a couple hundred bucks a month, and they cover you, and you got to be in good health and have a healthy lifestyle and embrace the values of the healthcare cost sharing ministry. But this is like your one salvation from the thing, Wayne. Otherwise, you're really screwed if you're with regular insurance. I was paying $11.50 a month before the latest price increase.
I don't know what's going to happen, but, I'd love to gloat and say you and I were right about everything and Barack Obama's an evil man and Barack Obama's a terrible man, but it doesn't matter. All that really matters is not whether you and I are right. It's whether you and I can survive. It's whether middle-class Americans could survive, whether the economy falls off a cliff or not. And the more I hear how great Obama's doing with Obamacare, and the more I hear in the mainstream media how fantastic the economy is, even though GDP is close to zero and it's a standstill, and the more I hear in the mainstream media how great the jobs picture is, Obama has surpassed Reagan in this amazing juggernaut creation of jobs. Every one of them is to clean toilet bowls and flip burgers, but they don't say that. He's created an entire part-time, low-wage economy for dummies. That's it. In other words, you go get a fantastic college degree, and you're making $300,000 a year, and you lose your job. The next job is selling jeans at the Gap. There is nothing out there for a person who used to make $300,000 a year with a fancy college degree. All there are part-time, low-wage jobs. That's what Obama's done to America. So I can't gloat. I feel I was right about everything, but there's nothing to gloat because I'm as worried as you are and everyone else is, scared to death that there is no way out of this disaster. It's a slow motion sinking of the Titanic, and Barack Obama is the madman at the wheel, and there's nothing any of us seem to be able to do to stop him. And while it's sinking, he's opening the doors for millions of people to come here who are illegal, and many of whom are Muslim. And this is insanity. It is the death of America. No one's doing anything about it.
Yeah, except Donald Trump. He's the only one talking
about it. But once you get in, can you actually do anything? I don't know. I know I just wrote a commentary, and the basic point of the commentary was, I hope Donald Trump has the following plan B, because you and I both know, I believe he'll get the wall built. I believe that'll happen. But I don't believe you'll ever get Congress or the American people to agree to deport every illegal in this country. It's just not going to happen. Okay, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm pleasantly surprised, and you can actually do something like that. But I'm assuming it'll never happen. So plan B should be fight for the deportation of millions of illegals, because that's the rule of law. But when it doesn't happen, here's my plan B. You can stay. You won the lottery. You're the luckiest human being in the world. You now live in America, but you can never get welfare or any entitlement check for the rest of your life. Who's dumb enough to let someone break into their home and then demand to be taken care of the rest of their life and ruin the quality of life of the person whose home you broke into? I mean, it's bad enough you broke in. But so that's the point I think Trump and everyone else is missing, that Americans aren't saying send them all home. There are some who want them all sent home. But I think in general, everybody would agree, get them off welfare. You broke into the country, but you can't collect food stamp checks. You can't collect earned income tax credits at the end of the year. This is all insanity, Gary. So plan B is, if you can't be deported, if you stay, we cut off your checks. Then you're here to work, which is what you claimed you came here to do in the first place, and everybody wins. And if you don't like that, leave. That's Donald Trump's plan B. And if he says that, I just sent that note to him, if he says that, and he says no Syrian refugee will ever get into this country with me as president, I believe he wins in a landslide.
I totally agree with you. And yeah, it's time you really have to be concerned and thinking about things and wondering what you're supposed to do. Not a lot of good solutions. Anyway, Wayne, we want to find out more about you, get your latest book, Power of Relentless, which I've read and is phenomenal. Highly recommended. Best place?
Yeah, let me just give you quickly the great news. Steve Forbes, the new issue of Forbes is out this week with the founder of Alibaba on the cover. And in it, you'll find Steve Forbes' recommendation is 8 best books of 2015. And The Power of Relentless is one of them. So I made the list. Thank you, Steve Forbes, and a great honor. And you can find the book at Amazon.com, any fine bookstore like Barnes & Noble, or go to my website for all my commentaries and all your other needs to find out about my book. The website is RootForAmerica.com, ROOT4America.com.
All right, Wayne, always a pleasure. And you'll find a link, as always, on the show notes of this interview on our site, FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com. We will talk to you again soon. Wayne, be well.
Thanks, Gary. Be good.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.